thank everybody for their patience and sticking around. It certainly is a testament to your perseverance on these issues, as I well know. And I also, you know, I do question when we attach emergency clauses to ordinances, because I think we've gotten a little cavalier about that in the time I've been in the city government. So I think you've made a good case for it, but in general, you know, an emergency clause should be a real emergency. So, but I think you've made the case, and I will support this. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, in fact, I have worked with Senator Merkley on efforts to get a legislative exemption for having to cover the reservoirs and to have a treatment system. He wrote a letter in December saying that, in spite of his efforts, Senator Barbara Boxer, the chair of the committee that the bill would go to, would not have a hearing and would not entertain a hearing and would oppose any effort legislatively to do anything but what LT2 requires. I then asked Senator Merkley to do what he could to help pressure the EPA to agree to a variance, or at least be clear to us as to what the criteria is for a variance for the treatment system. The second in command of the EPA flew out here at Senator Merkley's request, and I felt like we had a productive meeting. They, subsequent to that meeting with us here, sent us a letter in December saying that the city did not qualify to apply for a variance for covering the reservoirs, but is working with us on the criteria for applying for a variance for the treatment system. I feel like we have a good shot at getting a variance for the treatment system, but it's going to be a tough road to hoe, but I think we have a lot of arguments in our favor. So I appreciate the work of the Water Bureau staff on this. It is not easy. Aye.
Leonard. Excuse me, Adams.
So just to speak to the underlying suspicion that we're not trying hard enough on to avoid additional federal regulation of our water system, or that we don't really understand the value of what we have. We do, and we are fighting it in every way that we can. We've been fighting it I've been at it 5 years. I've been able to see Commissioner Leonard's efforts as well. At the same time, we were fighting the EPA, a different department of the EPA, over a very similar effort on the city's sewer system, and we won that. But as we were fighting them, we also prepared for the possibility of losing. We prepared in a way that would not be a fiscal loss, would not be a sort of a fiscal cul-de-sac of spending money that, therefore, if we won, wouldn't have any value. I think this does have value to the city, as Commissioner Fritz pointed out, when I hope we are successful with the EPA. I think this does have the value and provides the resilience that a form of resilience that the city needs in terms of being able to provide basic necessities. I think it's continue to push, continue to advocate. I think that's useful. We're going to as well, but I think this has value even if we're successful. So that's why I vote aye. All right. That's it, right? We're adjourned. We're recessed till tomorrow, sorry. That was a real marathon.
Yes.